وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about Quranic teachings, Islamic concepts pertaining to humanity. And in a couple of last episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei in this regard. And it covers basically the life style and the manners of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great leaders of Muslim community from his pure progeny, especially the socio-political aspect of their lives, because it helped us this analysis and understanding these elements from or lessons from their stories. It helps us understand more about Islamic teachings, because these individuals, great personalities of Islam, are role models, and they exemplified all those virtues and qualities that the Quran wants us to follow according to that holy verse of the Holy Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In the life of the Prophet of Islam, there is a good example for you to follow. Now, we were talking about, in the first chapter, we were talking about the life of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially about him as a leader of Muslim community. We were talking about the challenges that he faced from the beginning of the start of his mission, the challenge posed by pagans and the challenge posed by Jewish communities, and then we talked about the challenge posed by munafiqun, hypocrites. So we said that there is a crucial and very beautiful distinction between the behavior that the Prophet showed toward munafiqun as individuals having evil intentions and problems and hatred. As long as it was at the personal level, the Prophet did not have any problem with that. Actually, he would embarrass them and humiliate them and humble them with his great akhlaq. Now, the person would encounter the Prophet with rude behavior. Like at the time of war, they created jokes, they mocked him. If you remember, at the Battle of Trench, we said that it was very difficult and intense situation for Muslims. And in all of the front lines, you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He himself would help people to dig the trench. He was in the front line. Amir al-Mu'minin, who is the bravest of all, according to all historical accounts. Now he says that kunna idha ihmarra al-bas, when the fight would get very intense. Ihmarra means get red. When something gets hot, and it is hot that it becomes red like the iron. So Amir al-Mu'minin says when the battle would get too intense, kunna ittaqayna bi rasulillah, we would get refuge before, we would try to rescue ourselves, to save ourselves behind the Prophet. We would take shield behind the Prophet. And no one was closer to the enemy than the Prophet in those situations. Remember, I said that we have two kinds of leadership. The leadership that says go and go. The leadership that says come and come. So the leadership of the Prophet was come and come. He would go according to this testimony of the Amir al-Mu'minin. And do not take it lightly, because Amir al-Mu'minin, among the companions of the Prophet, he was the bravest, according to all accounts, that some of the companions, they had calculations. You don't see anyone some of them, you don't see them killing anyone, because they had calculation. They feared the pagans. They did not trust the message and the mission of the Prophet to succeed. So they were thinking, what happens if this fails? These pagans are going to kill us afterward. So they would not kill anyone because they were not brave enough. But Amir al-Mu'minin in the battles, his role was decisive and crucial. And this person says, no one was closer to enemy than any of us. So we're gonna have a break and come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity. We were talking about the issue of munafiqun, and we said that, or hypocrites in Muslim community, and we said that even though that the Prophet was the bravest of all, he would not encounter munafiqun with, iron fist or suppress them, crack down, no. As long as it was a personal, individual thing. He would actually show them respect and in a way that sometimes other companions would protest and would say that these are munafiqun, these are hypocrites. They made fun of us at the Battle of Trench when it was very difficult. And they would say, especially about the promises of the Prophet. The Prophet said, okay, you're going to conquer Persia and Roman, and these people were hungry, it was very cold. You can just imagine the situation. Because of the coldness, it was kind of famine in that area, and then it was very cold, they were under siege, and then the Jewish community of Banu Qurayza had already betrayed them or posing a threat to them to kill their families. So they were in this intense situation, and then the Prophet said, okay, you're going to... And these munafiqun would mock the Prophet by saying that nobody has the... cannot dare to go out, to do his personal stuff. But then he tells you, he gives you the false promise of... مَا بَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Quran says they would tell other companions that whatever that has been given to you is a false wishes. It's not going to taking place. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the Prophet, and also with the great manners of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not encounter them harshly, these munafiqun, hypocrites, although they would create a lot of trouble. But then when these people tried to have an organized campaign, like for example Masjid al-Dharar, the Mosque of Dharar, they got together, they had like organized meetings, and they actually made a link to a person called Abu Amr, who was a person linked to the Roman Empire at that time, and it was a kind of conspiracy going on that they wanted to plot against the Muslim community of that time. Then the Prophet did not waste any time. Immediately he went to their mosque and he burned that mosque down according to verses of the Holy Quran. This should be destroyed. This is not personal liberty. This is a political campaign against the Muslim community about the security issue. Okay? So this is it. As long as it is a personal individual hatred or anything or stubbornness, then that is, they have all the rights. Even those people, they would receive their allowance from Baytul Mal. All the rights and privileges of a citizen they had. Abdullah bin Ubay, who was the munafiq, well-known munafiq of the time, the Prophet did not do anything to him. He would give them their share from Baytul Mal, allowance and everything. But then if they wanted to, they plotted against them, they had a plan to have an organized campaign against Muslim, whether in terms of cultural campaign or political campaign, then that's a different issue. And then you should not waste the time. And this is what we learn from the seerah of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we're going to continue discussion in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.